This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. Today in San Francisco, Apple Chief Steve Jobs is expected to unveil the new iPhone. A lot of people see technology as a guy thing, but the iPhone is one of those devices that's considered a unisex gadget.
It's not made out of pink metal. It doesn't have a cutesy name like the Envy or the Chocolate. But plenty of gadgets out there are specifically designed for us ladies. It's been that way for years.
No complicated setting. This is Hotpoint's famous Wonder Dial. It's just the way a lot of girls like it. Girls, we really want.
We've come a long way, baby. Now companies don't just design vacuum cleaners and blenders for us. They invent cell phones that know when we're ovulating, watches that track our workouts. There's a new TV out geared towards gals called The Scarlet.
It's little surprise we're getting all this attention. Women now account for 45% of all consumer electronic purchases here in the U.S. Today, we're kicking off a series on girls and their gadgets.
Here to tell us about the good, the bad, and the pretty in the world of high tech is Molly Wood. She's one of the hosts of The Gadgets. It's a podcast on CNET.com. Each week, Molly reviews the latest in hot gadgets, especially those that appeal to women. Molly Wood, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Molly, what are some of your favorite products that are on the market right now?
Well, I'm absolutely in love with the Flip Video Ultra, which is a little handheld video camera. It takes a short amount of video and it's perfect for publishing to the web. It's not specifically designed for women, but it appeals to women because, well, for one thing, there's an option to buy it in pink and white. But also, you know, I'm a relatively new mom, and this is sort of a great kind of device that I would recommend to any mom who wants to take quick and easy video of their children. I also love right now the Asus EPC, which is a tiny, inexpensive laptop you might have been hearing about. It cost about $300 or $400. And what I love about this is that it is unquestionably the first sort of full-featured purse-sized laptop. And then finally, I have to say that I think the Nintendo DS Lite is the gaming device for women. It is very tiny, and Nintendo is such a genius at making these games that are fun without being hardcore and kind of alienating. They're really appealing to women, and the device is so cute and small and portable that I just think it's a top choice.
What do you think of them? Are they getting things right in terms of marketing things towards women?
I think they're starting to get it right in a way they never used to before. The Flip Video Ultra is a really good example, because what women want primarily is something that is good and not just pretty. I think for a long time there was this idea that design alone was enough to appeal to women in technology, but we gradually got the message through that no, we also want it to be effective and in fact preferably easier to use than some of the technology that's come before. So devices like that, devices like the iPhone, really appeal to women because they're good looking, but they're also very functional and very full featured.
On one of your recent podcasts, you guys were talking about a new product that most definitely seems geared to women. Let's take a listen.
So apparently Light Bags now sells purses with built-in GPS so that if your bag ever gets stolen or just lost, that you can track it down.
It's kind of a shame, not to be a downer on this whole podcast, but it's kind of a shame that you can't just buy a GPS device that you can insert into any purse.
Oh, instead of like
the only problem
personal alarm dealy.
I don't really like this bag.
And I don't like this person.
You know, it's kind of like those heels we talked about last weekend, the heels that only come in a couple different sizes. But
so, Molly,
yes,
aesthetics. You know, if the technology is great but the bag isn't, how important are they?
They're huge. I think there's no question that aesthetics are always going to be more important to women. And so the more attractive devices get, and it's really happening, the more likely we are to buy them. I think, you know, LG is a company that has really picked up on that. They make the Chocolate. They make the Venus. They've made these really attractive, sort of beautiful looking phones that have accessible names. You know, you're not shopping for the LG 72948XZ. It's the Venus.
I hate to be that predictable of a demographic. Are women really suckers for the cute names, do you think?
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily that we're suckers for the cute names. It's that it's not such a barrier to entry. But sometimes I just want to go into the store and say, I'd like the Venus. I don't want to know all the different names.
In pink, please.
In pink, please. I want this. I want the Chocolate, you know, and then I want to get in and get out because I'm a busy woman.
I thought this GPS purse thing was a brilliant idea because I hate to say it, but I lose my purse all the time. How often do you see products that are like that, that are geared specifically towards real-life female situations?
You know, interestingly, I think the most effective products that I see that are geared toward women, so to speak, are the products that have the same features as the male version, or that there's not a male version. It just happens to be a really appealing gadget.
Is this all about making money off of this demographic, or is there a kind of more altruistic motive here to really try to, you know, bring devices to women that will help make our lives easier?
I wish that were the case. I think they probably realize that if you're going to grow your market, then you've got to grow with women buyers. So now that we're recognized as the pocketbooks, that puts us in a position to say, I would like to actually be able to dictate some of the design and some of the function of these devices in a way I never could before. So
sometimes tech companies get it right, and sometimes they don't. And when they don't, you guys don't hold back at all on your podcast. What are some of the real clunkers that you've seen out there?
I think a lot of times, you know, on our podcast, we have a segment called Pink Watch, where we do tend to make fun of the gratuitously pink device. Sony is a company, for example, that has been very aggressive at reaching out toward women in some really good ways. You know, they've set up scholarships for female game designers, for example. But they also made the pink PlayStation, which was, I think, a total disaster. Women aren't hardcore gamers to start with, and so the idea of a pink PlayStation was just sort of insulting in a way. Wired did a study actually and found that only 9% of women want products that specifically look feminine. So that was a problem.
If you were working at a big tech company right now, what would you tell the product designers? What do they need to do to get it right?
I think make it as simple as possible. I mean, the reason that Apple as a company and as a maker of consumer electronics has always, I think, appealed to women is that they understand that you can have aesthetics and simplicity. You know, even as sort of a girl geek, my approach to technology is different than the male geeks I know. I want it to work. I'll have the highest possible technology, but I just want it to work. I don't want to have to mess around with it a lot.
Wait, are you almost implying that guys don't want it to work, or they just don't care as much if it doesn't?
I think they have more patience if it doesn't. They're more willing to tinker with it. You know, they're more willing to be the guy in the garage working on the car for years. Whereas I am perfectly willing to have a race car, but I don't want to have to fix it. I just want it to go really, really fast.
And pick what color it comes in.
Yeah.
Molly Wood is an executive editor, and she's the co-host of the Gadgets podcast for CNET.com. Thanks so much, Molly.
Thank you.